This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
В рамках уголовного дела о крушении самолета.
Russian Investigative Committee spokeswoman Svetlana Petrenko confirming Wagner mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in last week's plane crash. She said Sunday genetic analysis showed that all 10 people on the flight list were indeed on the plane, as anger and questions over what caused the plane crash continue to mount. Speculation that the Kremlin may have been involved in the crash has been rife, with the incident coming exactly 2 months after Wagner staged a mutiny against Moscow's military leadership. The Kremlin denies any involvement. In Zimbabwe, the incumbent president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has been re-elected, but according to international observers, Zimbabwe's general election Tuesday did not meet international standards, including the United States. Rebecca Acha-Napna is the acting spokesperson at the U.S. Embassy in Harare and told VOA News Saturday.
While the election days were predominantly peaceful, the electoral process thus far did not meet many regional and international standards. We shared the deep concerns expressed by SADC and other international electoral observation missions. SADC's August 25th preliminary statement noted the election fell short of the requirements of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, the Electoral Act, and the SADC principles and guidelines governing democratic elections.
President Mnangagwa disputes the allegations of irregularities.
We continue to call on all our guests to respect our national institutions as they conclude their work.
He says the opposition can take their allegations of fraud to court. This is VOA News. Authorities in Iran have begun legal proceedings against a prominent pop singer over his latest song urging women to take off their mandatory headscarves. The action against Mehdi Yarahi comes almost a year after the death in custody of 22-year-old Iranian Kurd Mahsa Amini triggered months of protests around the country. Amini had been arrested for alleged breach of the Islamic Republic's strict dress code, requiring that a woman's head and neck be covered. Protests in Syria's Druze heartland are entering an eighth day amid reports that they have spread to several other parts of the country. Edward Urarian reports from Cairo and says so far the government has shown restraint in dealing with the demonstrators.
Although Arab media broadcast video of protesters in several parts of the country calling for the fall of the regime, Joshua Landis, who heads the Middle East Studies Department of the University of Oklahoma, tells VOA that most of the protesters are calling for more government activity in the economic life of the country rather than a collapse of the government.
It's an odd situation with Syrians who are demonstrating. I don't want more government policy, not less.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Three U.S. Marines died during military exercises in northern Australia on Sunday. The U.S. military said five others were transported to the hospital. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A statement says that the Marines have been confirmed dead on Melville Island Sunday, and five of the 23 on board were flown in serious condition 50 miles to the mainland city of Darwin for treatment after the Bell Boeing V-22 Osprey tiltrotor aircraft crashed. The crash occurred during Exercise Predator's Run, which involves the militaries of the United States, Australia, Indonesia, the Philippines, and East Timor. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
More than 600 firefighters are battling three major wildfires in Greece, two of which have been raging for days. The firefighters include reinforcements from several European countries and are backed by a fleet of water-dropping planes and helicopters. A massive fire in the country's northeastern regions of Evros and Alexandropolis, believed to have caused the deaths of 20 people, is burning now for a ninth day and has yet to be brought under control. Another major wildfire has been burning for days on the slopes of Mount Parnitha in the northwestern fringes of the Greek capital. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.